Wessels, Henry. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. June 25th, 1895. Dear Brother, although I have not heard from you since my letter to you, yet I will write to you, my brother, again. My mind has been drawn out to you and yours. These words I have from the Lord. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, 18. It is essential, my brother, that you obey this injunction. You are aware that you have been losing ground. You have not been gaining in spiritual knowledge and spiritual strength. Your faith has not become firm. Your hope is not as an anchor cast within the veil that it can hold you. But when your trust and faith in your Savior shall grow, then you will become a stalwart Christian. Hang your helpless soul upon Jesus. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1, verse 12. Bear in mind that the power is of God. Of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. The Lord has a work for you to do when you will grow up into him, your living head. Now, do not voluntarily place yourself in the company of unbelievers who are not under the control of the Spirit of God. Place yourself where there is light, where you will receive strength. Jesus loves you, and he will be your sufficiency and will strengthen your weak faith. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1, 2. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verses 14 to 16. My brother, place yourself under the most favorable influence, and walk in the light as Christ is in the light. It is essential for you that you grow in faith. Believe that Christ is your personal Savior, and do not doubt your Lord. The life that God has given you belongs to him. You are his both by creation and by redemption. The talents committed to your trust are to be so used that as his entrusted goods, they may be returned to him with usury. The qualifications which the Lord has given you will increase as you employ them to his glory. Our talents multiply with use. The blessed results which flow out to others on every side are the increase of the talents used. All your powers, physical, mental, and moral, are entrusted gifts from the Master to be used in his service. You, my much respected brother, need to educate yourself to recognize that your whole life, your soul, your body, all belong to God and are to be used for him. Life is a mysterious, solemn thing. Our work is to look to God, to trust in him as our heavenly Father, believing that he loves us. I would impress upon your mind the necessity and the duty of keeping every organ of mind and body in the most healthful condition, taking every proper means to preserve the physical, mental, and moral powers to use healthfully for God. The preciousness of life is to be considered because of its uncertainty. No one can feel sure for a single day that his health and even his life may not be imperiled. Then make no delay. The Lord calls you to consecrate all, yourself, your life, to His service. You will have opportunities to do good and must be ready to improve these at the right time. If you have unwisely taken a course to becloud your reason or weaken any faculty that God has given you, you rob Him of that which He has committed to you in trust. Heaven is worth everything to you. Gain it by all means. If you are walking in the heavenward way, you will, by precept and example, lead others in the same path. If by faith you put your hand in the hand of Christ, you can, day by day, be rendering service to God. Angels of God are ready to cooperate with you, but your personal agency is essential. You must unite with the Holy Ones of Heaven. In this way, His servants shall serve Him. Revelation 22, verse 3. You have the privilege of witnessing for Jesus and advocating His truth wherever you may be. But do not run, without His direction, into the companionship of those who do not love or fear God. You have yielded to the tempter. Keep off his ground as much as possible. To resist temptation, arm yourself with the whole armor of righteousness, and you can be a power for good, because the life revealed in you is the life of Christ. You are to be an instrument for His own use in bringing souls to salvation. Angels long to do this work, and they will work through the human instrumentality that is submitted to Christ. Your life may be a grand opportunity for the holy angels to work for the saving of the lost. The blood of Christ is your only hope, your sufficiency. Through faith, that cleansing blood will remove every dark spot in your character. I have but a brief period in which to write, for it is near mail time. God bless you and your family.